I'd like to get back on the clock if I could. So I just want to point out that Tausch's memory remains incredible. What a bizarro season 1995 was for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah.
As you pointed out, a 3-3 tie with Illinois that left the Badgers 4-5-2 that year to end the season.
I won't see that anymore. Not going to see that happen anymore.
But you guys, you were very Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde that season. Because you got beat by Iowa, which you hate it when that happens, right? And Bulaga was probably a grade schooler at the time. But you beat Minnesota at Minnesota. You lost to Ohio State. You lost to Purdue. And you got, this is the one, you beat Michigan State 45-14.
Woo!
But that happened like a week after you got shut out by Northwestern?
Yeah.
What a weird year.
Yeah, it's a goofy year. That was when, that's the genesis of when I always tell you that when you have more than one players only meeting, we set a record for players only meetings that year.
35
I thought that was like a normal thing because it was,
You lost 35-0 at Northwestern.
Hey,
jeez.
It is hard, and that was a very hard day for
you guys. Were they clamoring for Barry's job the same way they are for Fickell this year when that happened?
No, I don't think there wasn't a young
radio
producer wanting to have a conversation about a conversation yet at that point. Not that we know of, anyways.
We should have a conversation instead about something that Jesse is good at, and that is Prize Picks.
Oh, yeah.
He is pretty good at Prize Picks, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
I am very good at
Jesse,
Prize
Picks.
Jesse,
how'd you do this weekend?
I forgot how. Oh, I did really well because we had the Avery Johnson free square for .5 passing yards.
I had a good hit.
That. I had a couple of those in. I paired that with Freddie Peralta strikeouts. That went over, so that was a success on Saturday night. I had another four-bagger for week zero. I went 4-4. I had a very good week, and not as good as you because you went a little more on it than I did, but I had a good weekend.
It's a fun deal, and you know what? We make decisions every day. And on Prize Picks, being right, they'll get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks. There's still opportunities to get in on the season-long stuff. Jordan Love. I still think Jordan Love at 35-50, he stays healthy. I think he's in a good spot. But I got it all wrong last year, but I'm going to get it right this year. And it's simple. Pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. You get them right, you cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Quick, easy deposits into your account this football season. They also offer injury reboots. One of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return. Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Prize Picks is the best way to cash in this football season. You have your sports opinions. We all have them. Jason doesn't, but everybody else does. You have these sports opinions. Let's trust them. Let's see how it goes. Go on Prize Picks. Download the app today. Use that code WI. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
You should also run your game while you're at it. As Timothy points out in the YouTube comments, I didn't quite get there with my recap of the 1995 season. And I'm assuming, I don't know if you went on this trip or not.
I didn't travel at all.
But the Badgers went into Happy Valley and beat Penn State that year, too. And they were like number 6 in the country. Weird.
You beat Penn State at their place but got shut out by Northwestern at home?
Now, Northwestern, I think, won the Big Ten that year. Didn't they go to the Rose Bowl? Or was it the year before they went
to the Rose Bowl? You're talking about some game from 30 years ago, man. Talking about a game from 30 years ago, man. Let's move on. Now, if you want to talk about the Penn State game, let's do it. But that Northwestern, let's move on.
We'll move on with more next.
Autry. Darnell Autry. Really good running back.
Gene Autry.
Chris Daughtry. Are we going to break or what?
I got anything else.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know.
We are no longer hung up on a football season from 30 years ago, man. But the coach of that team is now spending every week with Jesse Nelson.
You ever wonder if Barry's like...
What am I doing?
What turn did I make? What turn did I take here?
How did this happen?
I should be whitewater rafting.
Is there a theme song to the Barry Alvarez show?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Yes, I forgot what it is.
Oh, great job.
It's going to make it hard to play now.
Yep, we'll have it next week. Yep, we'll have it.
Magnum P.I.?
Why would Magnum P.I. be the theme song to the Barry Alvarez show?
Oh, the Godfather would be good. Yeah, I mean, okay. What plays as the show opens? What is playing?
All right, hang on.
It's been this is the second year of this show that you guys.
Well,
have been
we
doing.
Changed it this year, so I don't remember. Give me a second here.
Is it Matt Carney?
Here is how when we play the Barry Alvarez show. Here we go. Here is how it starts.
They better get season tickets right now because before long they probably won't be able to.
It's all about the Badgers.
Don't flinch. The greatest coach in Wisconsin history is on the air.
It's over. The Wisconsin Badgers win 17-9. They are the first Big Ten team ever to win successive Rose Bowl games.
This is the Barry Alvarez Show.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
What are your emotions right now?
Just like the old days.
Alongside Rose Bowl champions Derek Engler and Tarek Salah, here's Jesse Nelson.
Jesse, I'll tell you what. There's no way Jesse wasn't going to get the big sound guy to reboot and get that done before the show started. There's some deadlines that got to be hit, and that's one of them. Hey, Jesse, not to be like a urinate in your Cheerios guy.
Oh, no.
But at what point during this season, because you're going to, how many episodes are there of the Barry Alvarez show?
Every week, 15, normally 20. On Mondays, we'll debut our shows each week this season. So we go through February.
So will you bring up one of the most controversial statements you've made? Will you bring up the fact that you didn't think Barry should have his name on the field? Will you bring that up to him?
No.
Wait,
of course not.
What? When did... Did
yeah,
I miss
Jesse
that
just
show?
Brought that up on. No, it was he said it, and I was like kind
of
shocked.
This is not one of my. This is one of my friend's takes that I shared with you, and I said, and I specifically said, I don't think I'll ever bring this one up on the air. But somebody I know close to me
buddies.
Said this, so
okay.
thanks
so
for
this,
doing that. Appreciate
so this
it.
Wasn't you. This wasn't you. This
no.
Okay, I don't know if I believe you, but we'll move it along. All right, fair enough.
Okay, so do you have the first of all. I don't know who did the imaging there, but great job, whoever did that.
Yeah, I did not do that. Really I don't know who did it. I did not do it.
I figured as much.
Who did it? That was really good.
That's a classic whodunit.
It was really good. Secondly, do you have some highlights from your conversation?
If Jesse did that, he would take credit for it.
He would have told you right away. Yeah.
I thought about taking credit, even though I didn't do it.
Here's the open to the Barry Alvarez show. Do you have some highlights from your conversation with him that you'd like to share with us today?
Sure do. Yeah.
As we get ready for the opener against Miami, Ohio on Thursday.
So last night, we did our show. It was streaming last night exclusively on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. We'll have a chance to hear portions of it throughout the course of this week leading up to kickoff of the game on Thursday night.
But can I interrupt briefly?
Yeah.
We have an admission on the private talk and text line. Tier 1 Tyler has confessed to being the one who suggested that Barry
Tier
Alvarez should not have his name
that?
On the field.
Oh, boy.
Like he texted
Jesse,
to own it.
Jesse, what are the chances Tier 1 Tyler comes? Because I'm guessing not every week, but this show will be out at various establishments, and you know, I don't know where that's going to be yet. What are the chances maybe on a bye week Tier 1 Tyler comes out and addresses it with Coach Alvarez? Does that – because don't you think that would be dynamic radio if he did that?
Incredibly unlikely that we do that. Yeah, incredibly okay. unlikely.
He does take full ownership, and I believe he believes he's right. We don't name fields after people who haven't won at all.
Oh, my God.
What a,
jeez.
When I heard that, I thought that is that's a crazy take. That's a crazy take.
What Tier 1 Tyler thinks. All right. I'm sorry. I thought that was important to interrupt with.
Yeah, that was a good interruption.
I would not like to address that any further. I would like to address what he talked about last night, if I may.
You may.
Tell your boy Tyler to stop texting.
Don't you have a game to get ready for? Shouldn't you be resting your voice?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of that game, so last night, what I wanted to have Coach Alvarez weigh in on was I don't want every game, every week this season for Badgers fans to become an indictment of Luke Fickell, one way or the other.
Okay.
Like Thursday night's opener, the game against Middle Tennessee, Alabama, and so on. Every game should not be a judgment of whether Fickell's the guy moving forward or not. So I asked Coach Alvarez, you know, how do we avoid that? But then also, what does game one mean in the scope of what this season will be for Coach Fickell and the Badgers coming off of what last year was? I thought he gave a pretty good answer. Here is what Barry Alvarez said when I asked him that question last night on the Barry Alvarez Show on ESPN Madison.
I don't know how that all starts. It's a start of a new football season. There's no statement being made. It's a team that's going to come out and establish who they are and then go on from there. But to create this imagination that this is going to establish who Luke Fickell is or the future of this program, that's not right. I mean, this opening games can be very misleading. You want them to go well. And as a head coach, you know, you hope that everything goes as planned, so you can just move on through the season. But I've been through some games where you have to reload and start all over again and then recover. You have games before your conference. The conference is what really counts. And so I think that's really blown out of proportion.
Well, there you go. That's Barry Alvarez weighing in on that last night. Let's not judge the Badgers on what game one looks like on Thursday night. Agree?
So yeah, one of the things that Coach Alvarez always said was – you make your biggest jump. But, Jesse, you can write this down because this will be a good little note, and I'm sure Tark and Derek will have this too.
Yeah, good idea.
You make your biggest jump from game one to game two. He said it. If he said it once, he said it 100 times. And the thing with Barry is we didn't lose a ton of these, I guess if you want to call them, some of the maybe softer underbelly of the schedule. We didn't
Cupcakes.
Lose a ton of those. Some would say that. I'm not going to denigrate. It's a softer underbelly is what I like to say.
Because softer underbelly isn't denigrating at all.
And by the way, by no means are we saying Miami, Ohio is a cupcake this week. He made that very clear last night. Take this team seriously.
They were, again, it's just really tough to tell because everything moves so quickly now. There's 30-some-odd different players on the Badgers. There's Miami has got a ton of new players. It's really tough to make these judgments, but this is not your typical soft underbelly team. This will not be like this. This will be a good challenge for this Badger team. But I think Barry's point on this is that you look at this season, and there were times when we lost to a Cincinnati on the road, and you still would get, you know, after the game, it's like everything is still ahead of you. I do think this season, and from a fan standpoint, I do think getting off to a fast start is really important this year. We've seen this the last couple years, the first couple years of Luke's tenure, and I don't think we've seen the throttling that we hoped that we would see in these early games. And then that narrative, whether or not you like it or not, the narrative is negative. And you want to have some positive mojo, especially knowing what's looming in a couple weeks. I think it's really important for this Badgers team to get off to a fast start and to look a certain way in doing it. Those are going to be the tests. So, yes, you want to win games. You want to, obviously, you're going to be judged, and that's the you're going to be judged on how it looks. That's the way that this business works.
Really good insight there. Thank you for using up some of your resting voice to share that. That's great. I would also say that it appears, not to go back to the 1995 season, but it appears that that first game was a fairly accurate depiction of what that team was going to be, as it turned out. That said, look, this is going to be a fascinating season for the Badgers. A couple of points in the YouTube comments from several people saying, They are not at a point where they can take anyone lightly right now, and they're absolutely right. And I don't think Luke Fickell has his guys taking things lightly for this game. They got a lot of work ahead of them.
And here's what I can tell you for certain. There isn't anybody taking this operation lightly. Thursday night, there isn't anybody taking anything lightly. When you finish and have the season that the way it finished last season, that is not going to be in anybody's mindset heading into Thursday night. I think we feel fairly confident about that.
Yeah. So we will see how that plays out. But we want to get to Wonelli. Jesse, do you have one more clip that you'd like to play first?
Well, I don't actually have one ready. I just wanted to, I don't want this to be.
All this time you spent with Barry, you had one clip?
We got more, and I thought that was the best one. So I'm going to play that one for you. I just don't want this to become, you know, they beat Miami by 14, and they're up by 7 with 5 minutes left. And it's like, oh, this team isn't good enough. We got to talk about Fickell. Like, that's ridiculous if we're going to do that all season long.
Well,
that's
Jesse,
not fair
to
him.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. You're hosting the pregame show. You're hosting with Barry. You're not doing the postgame show. What do you think you'd be doing on that postgame show if we win a squeaker by 7? You're going to sit there and say, let's be rational, everybody. Da, da, da. You really think you'd do that?
Yes.
Yeah, you might be, but the but let's be honest, you'd be dealing with a lot of calls that would not be that way.
Yeah.
Oh,
you definitely
God.
Would be.
After each
Yes, you would be.
I think it's important for all of us to know going into each game, like when we're driving home and we're listening to Corey Sparks and Riley Yauch hosting ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day's post-game show, and we're calling into it, we're talking about how the team looks, that every game should not be an indictment on the head coach, and every game should not be a judgment of whether he's the guy long-term to lead the program. Like, that's not fair to him. That's not fair to the players. And quite frankly, it's not fair to the fan base if you're going to approach every game with that kind of monumental judgment, especially given the situation the team is in going into one of the toughest schedules in the country this year. So keep that in mind.
Oh, my God. Jesse, you are cracking me up today. You are cracking me up today. Because you know what I would love to do? You hosted the college game post game a couple years ago, right?
Yes, for several years I hosted it, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would love to go back. You know how you guys always get me and you catch me with check the tape? I would love to go back and check that tape of Fickell's first game with Jesse hosting College Game Day postgame. I'd love to. I won't be able to, and something tells me neither will Jesse.
It is interesting.
Hey guys, I was not hosting
it
that year.
Let's be rational here. Hey, let's be rational here, boys. We're not. Like, all right.
The Buffalo game.
Hey,
everyone
Jesse,
felt pretty good
fans,
the Buffalo game.
Fans aren't meant to be rational. You are irrational, and then you come to grips a day or two later. I understand what you guys are saying. I totally get that. And that in a perfect world, absolutely. But it's not how it goes. You know that.
I do think it's interesting that two of our rising stars in the GKB galaxy are doing the post-game show and not Jesse. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it was scheduling conflicts. I don't know what the reasoning is. But we're basically putting it on Riley and Corey to take the potentially angry calls at times and putting it on them to calm down the irrational fans that Jesse would be calming down himself.
Wouldn't it be great, though? Because Jesse, now in this newfound rational world he's living in, he would be able to talk all these people down.
Yeah.
And let them know that it's only one game. We shouldn't be doing this.
Hey, if anyone can talk about passing judgment too quickly on a coach, it's me. I think you all should listen to me more than anyone on that.
That's a fair point.
Lessons learned from Jesse.
All right, well, we'll see what other lessons Mr. Rational has for us coming up in Whoa, Nelly. Gosh. I want to remind you, though, any rational person would look at Associated Bank and say, I can get Badgers checking, Packers checking, or Brewers checking. I get early pay. I get credit monitoring. I get fraud protection. I get the best customer service in the industry. I'm making the switch. That would be a rational decision. And if you want to do it, go to AssociatedBank.com. Makes it easy. Paul and I did it over a decade ago. It's been one of the best decisions we ever made. You'll feel that way, too. Again, go to AssociatedBank.com or stop in at a branch today. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa, Nelly.
Mr. Rational. Well, we got Rational. Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant's on, what, 3 days a week?
And Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12:30.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I think Mr. Rational needs to be the next Digi-only YouTube series. With Jesse as the host. And we just have all these outlandish comments and things. Oh, the Brewers lost 10 in a row. No. We're good.
Calm down. Relax.
Don't worry. Everything's good. Murphy's great. Everything's great. That's going to be the new show.
Packers losing Cleveland week 3. No. Let's all take a breath.
No, don't worry about it. Nope. Jesse, that might have been my favorite segment with you of all time, because you knew and you still, oh my gosh, when it said, what would you do in the post game? He had a 10-second pause before he's like, yep, that was beautiful.
Before we get to Whoa, Nelly, the Packers per Bill Huber and Tom Pelissero and others have released Sean Clifford. That is not a surprise. The Packers have not kept three quarterbacks on the 53-man roster heading into the season in any of the last now 5 years. Thanks for putting the eraser up my nose on the video. They did it in 2020 when it was Rodgers, Tim Boyle, and Jordan Love. I believe they did it in 2018, which would have been Tim Boyle, maybe Deshaun Kaiser and Rodgers.
What? Ben Curtin there somewhere?
No, but he was not on the 53. They brought him up a couple times, I believe. But the bottom line is they like to carry two on the 53 and then one on the practice squad. So the question
now
with
the new rules. Yeah, the new rules allow you to do that a lot easier. So
anyway, we will see who they end up bringing up. But again, according to, and it was Deshaun Kaiser and Tim Boyle in 2018. But since that year that it was Boyle, Love, and Rodgers, the Packers have not kept three on the 53. So that is not a surprise there. Time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, we got a new subscription service we want to make sure Tausch is signed up for.
Okay.
The North Carolina Tar Heels, led by first-year head coach Bill Belichick, will be featured in a Hulu docuseries.
Who knew?
All season long. Hulu going to be the home if you want to see what Bill Belichick's up to as the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Tausch, you got Hulu? You need to come over to watch that one?
Isn't Hulu part of the whole Disney app?
So there is a bundle with ESPN Plus, yeah. Disney Plus, and Hulu. So if you've got that one, you should be all set.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm being honest with you, Jell, I don't know exactly which ones we're all in. I know the one we don't have, strictly on principle. But outside of that, I have no clue. And I think we're getting to the point where I believe everything is going to just get thrown into a big old pot. And you'll be back to the old days. And everybody can complain about how it's too expensive. Like, isn't that what's going to end up happening here? But as far as the Belichick, yeah, I am interested to see how his team does. I don't know if I'm interested, unless it's his girlfriend that is going to be featured as, like, running things. That dynamic would be intriguing to me, but I can't imagine Belichick's going to be super open with what he's doing with North Carolina.
Haven't heard much from her lately.
Yeah, she has been a little quieter.
Seems like a pretty good
more
idea.
More rational than I guess we'd want to see.
This is going to be a thing.
Which part?
The rational thing.
Mr. Rational.
Yeah, I don't really have any interest in Bill Belichick.
You had breakfast with him that time, though.
Dinner.
Had a great breakfast.
Yeah, we had a good breakfast too. Yeah, no, I'm not interested in watching that. I am interested in watching the Chiefs Kingdom. I'm interested in watching Quarterback. I'm interested in the Cowboys documentary, and I am interested in. I'm sorry.
I definitely want to watch the Cowboys one.
I need to finish.
Incredibly intrigued.
And I need to finish Hard Knocks as well. All right.
Hard Knocks sucks. Hard Knocks has been terrible, hasn't it? Like, I don't. Did you watch any of the Buffalo Bill Hard Knocks?
I have. I've watched the first two.
You think it's good?
I like stuff that's behind the scenes.
I think after Rodgers and the Jets, Hard Knocks lost its luster.
You're entitled to your
opinion. I think all the other stuff. I think when you start paying guys to go on there and doing it, they're going to do a better job than when they just show up and force you to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair. That's probably right.
All right,
we need to wrap things up. I need to tell you before we do, though, Gruber Law says one call, that's all, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. That's the call to make if you've been seriously injured. I hope you never have to make it, but if you do, that's the call to make, because you know you'll be best taken care of by David and his team. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch to wrap things up next. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time.
I know this will seem a little irrational, but we're already over time. We got to go. We will have all the cuts from today, and we will analyze those. For those of you who thought we were a little all over the map today, fair critique. But again, I don't think anything has happened as of now in terms of cuts that are big surprises. So we will see if there are any as the day rolls on. We'll have full coverage tomorrow. So make sure you join us. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Evan Cohen for joining us as well. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.